Halim chapter 28, Mishnah 3, Ha'ose ispalinus. If a person prepares a plaster, so he takes a bandage and he puts ointment on it, he's like a salve. Bain bebeged, bain ba'or, where the bandage that he uses is made from cloth or it's made from leather. Tahira, it's pure, it's no longer susceptible to impurity because an anointed bandage has no other function. It's not usable in any other way. He's like ruined the cloth, basically what he's saying. He's ruined the bandage. Rabbi Yossi Omer Alha O Tahor, he says, if it's on leather, it is pure. And says the Karti, most commentators omit this clause, which may have erroneously slipped in from another. Okay, so let's omit that clause. Malugma, next case, a poultice, which is flour mixed with an ointment and then spread on a cloth. That's a malugma. But Beged, if he spreads it on a cloth, a bandage cloth, Tahira, it's pure because the cloth becomes unusable, you know, for any other use. But if he puts it on leather, so tmeya, it's still susceptible to impurity because the leather can be cleaned and reused when this bandage is finished. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, af bebege tmeya. He says, even the cloth is impure, it's still susceptible to impurity, because a person can still shake it off once it's dry and reuse the cloth. He brings over here the Locha does not follow Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, follows the first opinion. So if it's on cloth, we would say that the cloth is now unusable. You've got to chuck it away after you've used it.
Pure.
But on leather, sorry, it's pure. Yeah. But on leather, it's impure because it's still susceptible to impurity. You can clean it off and you can reuse the leather.